Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We've seen just about everything this season, from last-second game-winning touchdown passes to a 250-pound running back returning kickoffs. Oh, yeah, that running back wasn't even here last year. So for this week's player profile, we take a look at LeGarrette Blount's road to Gillette Stadium and his runs to the end zone.
Feeling amazing. I don't have words to explain it. It's been fun though.
LeGarrette Blount did something that not many people saw coming for a 250-pound running back.
And Blount takes it out from the 3-yard deep, angles right past the 15 to the 20. LeGarrette to the near side 30. Blount in a foot race to the 40. To midfield. Blount steaming down the right sideline inside the 35-30. And he's tackled from behind.
He catches it 3 yards deep. He's going to take the knee. But he says, you know what? I'm still hungry.
It's pretty deceptive. You know, me being the size I am is different, you know, and it brings a whole other dimension to my game, you know, for the fact that people have to respect that I have that kind of speed now.
Oh, man, he looked like a speedster to me. You know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, when you can make a big play in the kicking game, it really helps the offense, especially with the conditions like they were tonight. So it was exciting to see LeGarrette, you know, out there rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Yeah. The Patriots traded a 7th-round draft pick and Jeff Demps to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to obtain Blount in April. So he was a teammate of Aqib Talib's while at Tampa Bay. And his coming to New England was all by design. Well, that is if you ask the scouting director himself, Talib.
And I think definitely, you know, assist on this one has to go to our assistant pro-personnel director, Talib, who was... I talked to before we, you know, traded for LeGarrette, and, you know, everything he said about him is absolutely right. And he's a good football player, loves to play, works hard, and is a team player, you know, great guy for the team in the locker room.
But when Bill called me, I definitely told him, hey, we need to grab him, Billy. We need to grab him, Bill. You won't be mad if you grab him. That's all I told him.
But the entire team knows that it wouldn't have been done without the offensive line. The Patriots were able to rush for 267 yards total and allowed just one sack. They've usually been successful rushing the ball against the Bills, and that remained to be the case on Sunday when they closed out the regular season in dramatic fashion.
I mean, look, he had a tremendous day. It was, I mean, look, the best day of all time for Patriots, you know, total yardage. I mean, so it was a tremendous day.
Well, he's big, and when he gets going downhill, he's a big guy, bigger than anybody that's trying to tackle him. So he can just put his head into the pile, and the offensive line knows that if they got a hat on a hat, that we're going to make some yards.
There was no other topic of conversation inside the locker room, but among all the buzz, Belichick reminded us that he knew Blount had the talent all season long, and for the first time in his career, he has the chance to take his talents into the postseason.
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play my game, you know. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play physical, you know, I'm going to run hard and, you know, I'm going to fight for extra yardage and do everything I can to just, you know, come out and win that next game.
Blount ended the night with 334 all-purpose yards, a new franchise record for the team, and 145 of those yards came just from 2 kickoff returns. So who knew that a 250-pound running back could run like that? Well, Talib did, clearly. That'll do it from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.